Blackstone Audiobooks presents Operatives, Spies, and Saboteurs: The Unknown History of the Men and Women of World War II's OSS by Patrick K. O'Donnell. Prologue. A Gestapo dragnet was closing in on the abandoned farmhouse in northern France, where Agent René Joyeuse was busy on his radio. He was feverishly reporting the exact location of an underground V-1 rocket factory and a German oil refinery, when his last sentence was cut short by the glare of a very powerful flashlight.
The house was surrounded, so I told the resistance fighters with me, "We're surrounded, let's get out of here, fast." I was picking up my Colt 45 lying on the table when four German hand grenades were thrown into the room. The blast from the grenades violently threw me on the ground twice. Miraculously, I wasn't wounded. We dashed into the alley and reached a small service staircase in the back of the house. We succeeded in leaving the house at the moment that the Germans entered through the garden gate. We were continuously attacked from 10 meters behind by grenades and submachine gun fire, and blazing torches lit up the night. I attempted to cover our retreat with my Colt, but it jammed on the fourth shot. With Colt in hand, I arrived in front of a big wall separating the secure national park from a neighboring property next to the railroad tracks by a freight station. We all tried to scale this wall. I made 2 unsuccessful attempts and told the FFIs, resistance fighters, that I wasn't going to make it and would try the wall further down. They kept trying, and I never saw them again. I was able to scale the wall.